Let's consider the issue of people staying away from Christianity, and we wonder why. And I was saying that there are emotional reasons people don't become Christians that they'll give. There are willful individuals who simply will not bow the knee. There are intellectual issues that people have with Christianity, and there's just getting through to people, a lot of apathy out there. So we're covering ways that we can interact with these complaints or these challenges, and we got halfway through with some of the emotional responses that we can give. Let's do five more emotional possibilities that people may raise as to why they're not Christians. So here's one. I would become a Christian, except it bothers me that Christians are so intolerant. They say there's only one way to God. What would be our response? You want to think about that for a second? It's intolerant to claim there's only one way to God. Well, here's the deal. Truth has a way of being intolerant, doesn't it? It's very narrow. You're in a math class, 2 + 2 = 4, and that's intolerant for you to say it's 5. Truth has a way of being extremely narrow. And we are all, here's another response, we're all intolerant of some things. We're all intolerant. I'm intolerant of arsonists. I'm intolerant of Nazis. So there can be good intolerance. There can be bad intolerance. We want to be intolerant of some things. So just to label a Christian as intolerant isn't very helpful. Obviously, it's just trying to name call. It's just a label. So maybe if somebody says to you, you guys are intolerant, say, well, maybe I'm intolerant, but can we look at the argument? Forget whether I'm intolerant or tolerant, whether I'm a nice person or a bad person. Let's look at the argument. I'm saying that Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is shown correctly in the New Testament, that there really is a God, that we can trust the New Testament documents, and on and on. Those are arguments. And simply slapping a label on you of intolerant isn't any way to look at the argument itself. Here's another thing. It's intolerant to claim there's only one way to God. Why are they labeling us? Who is it that said that in the first place? Jesus. Their argument is with Jesus. And I tell you, that's a much tougher argument to make. It's a tougher person to challenge, to take on Jesus. And then one more thing we can say. It's intolerant to claim this. Well, all religions make exclusive claims. Are they intolerant as well? Is every religion intolerant? They all say theirs is the way to go. So instead of saying that's intolerant, let's look at the religion and see if it's logical, if there's historical support. Let's look at their sacred writings, whatever it is. Let's examine those religions rather than just dismissing Christianity. All right, so there are at least some responses. Here's another emotional issue. People may say something like this: hell is a terrible doctrine. I wouldn't become a Christian. That just gives me the creeps thinking about hell roasting people forever. Well, what can we say? It's an awful doctrine. It's really an awful, meaning it brings a sense of awe to people. Maybe we can ask the one that brings that up, do you think lawbreakers should be punished? And then they say, well, yeah, but, you know, hell, that seems awfully severe. Maybe they don't have a really good idea of how much they sin. I mean, even if we just did 10 sins a day, if they lived over 60 years, multiply that out. They're going to have hundreds of thousands of sins, a lot of law breaking going on. We can't even live up to our own standards. And maybe we need to explain to them. In addition, they worry about hell. They probably have this picture of demons down there with horns and a forked tail and having people on spits and roasting them slowly. These are all these awful pictures that people have created through, you know, illustrations and all. But hell is basically separation. It's simply separation from God. We choose our final destination. I've read enough material from atheists that let me know pretty clearly that they would not be happy at all. They would not enjoy being in God's presence. That would just upset them immensely. So God says, fine, separation, and that's what's going to happen to them. By the way, since we're talking about hell as a terrible doctrine, maybe we should explain to them that Jesus is the solution, not the problem. In other words, they may say, well, you're going to hell because you don't believe in Jesus. No, we go to hell because of our sins. And now what are we going to do about it? Are we going to go to hell and try to pay for in the afterlife and try to pay for our own sins? Jesus already did that for us. Hell wasn't even created for people. We might bring that up. We choose this as our destination, and we don't have to go there. How about another issue? We'll do three more. These are emotional. Remember, these are emotional responses. Christians are hypocrites. I wouldn't become a Christian. Christians are hypocrites. And maybe they tell us a story. And so I don't doubt that. I think a real good response is to say, you bet we are. Yes, we're broken. The Bible predicts that. It says that we're broken individuals. And again, I don't think we want to judge all Christians by the errors of the few. I mean, it is true. I guess it also depends, doesn't it, on what they mean by hypocrite. Maybe we should ask them, what do you mean by hypocrite? If it's saying that you're doing something on purpose to hide from people what you are, that sounds like hypocrisy. But of course we stumble. We say we're Christians and then we fail. That's not hypocrisy. And they, maybe we can even tell them Jesus opposed hypocrites. He talked a lot about hypocrites in the New Testament. He didn't like them either. Here are two more issues that people may bring up. I've sinned too much for God to love me. All we have to do is tell them the story of the thief on the cross. There's a man being put to death under the Roman Empire's rules. Obviously a terrible individual. And Jesus says, today you'll be with me in paradise. So could it get any worse than that? This guy must have been terrible. He's not up there just as a thief. He must have done some awful things. And I think we also could tell him, really, you think your sins are bigger than God? That seems pretty far-fetched. God loves us no matter what. Here's the last emotional, I say last, it's the last of the 10 that I came up with, but here's the last one that we can look at. It's just too demanding to be a Christian, too many rules. Sounds like being in the military, no thanks. Well, responses? How about this? Nothing good in life is easy. Jesus actually said his yoke was easy. And maybe they need to talk to Christians and find out how burdened do Christians feel. Do they hate going to church? Do they hate singing in choirs? Do they hate reading their Bible? Do they feel like this is a huge burden? Are they doing this out of appreciation for what Jesus has done for them? Maybe we can turn the question around. Okay, life with God could be difficult. How are you doing? How's life without God? Has that been easy? You've got nobody to turn to. You've got no spiritual support when you go through tough times. How's life without God? And then finally, it's too demanding to be a Christian. Look at the big picture again. What are the eternal consequences? There are eternal consequences. We have a soul. Our soul is going to go on. All right, well, there's a list of resources, but I won't give them, rattle them all off here. Again, if you want to contact me, gary@apologeticsforlife.org, I'll be happy to send these to you. A lot of good things that allow you to think about responses, just to be ready, because people may have these emotional responses. I also have some other audio presentations that will deal with other issues as to why people don't believe. I've been covering in the last two presentations here on the emotional issues that people bring up. I still want to cover what about the willful person, what about the intellectual who has arguments and complaints, what about the apathetic? Are there ways to get through to those people? And I think there are, and we'll cover those in another time.